overnight with a low of 69, and on Tuesday pretty much the same, mostly sunny with a high of 89. Currently it's 87, as I mentioned, here on the campus of UL Lafayette. A few clouds kind of keeping the sun a little bit at bay this afternoon, thankfully. Stay tuned at 3 o'clock, excuse me, at 4 o'clock, we've got All Things Considered from NPR News coming up. Music begins with a performance by the Sinfonia Varsovia under the direction of Mariusz Smoli. This is the beginning of the symphonic suite from the opera Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin, Catfish Row, and Summertime. Thank you. An opening from the symphonic suite from the opera Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin, Catfish Row, and Summertime. Mariusz Smoly conducting the Sinfonia Varsovia. Mariusz Smoly will also be conducting the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra this Thursday, July 4th, for a Red, White, and Boom in Park International. We'll be having the maestro in the studio on Wednesday afternoon. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Leonard Slatkin conducts the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra next in a performance of Claude Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. Thank you. 19 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We've been listening to the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, Leonard Slatkin conducting Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, composed by Claude Debussy. Next up, the London Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of André Previn, perform Ray Vaughan Williams, Symphony No. 9 in E minor. The London Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of André Previn, performed Ralph Vaughan Williams' Symphony No. 9 in E minor. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Fresh Air follows at 6 o'clock, and our World of Opera airs at 7 p.m. this evening. You're listening to Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, on the web at krvs.org, and streaming worldwide at that site.